Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
A nice bounce back win from the Milwaukee Brewers after their 8-game win streak. They dropped one yesterday. Take it today against the Reds. Continue to own the Reds. The win count is looking good right now. There was a little bit of a not a full panic, but a small panic of like we had that season long bet of over 83.5 wins.
I didn't panic.
I thought you did $10.
This is my crew.
Of course, everything's positive.
Fun
for
summer,
him.
Baby. Fun
he,
summer.
He forgets how he was really feeling.
I didn't panic. I was good. I said it's early. Matter of fact, we all playing Brewers math. I said, "Oh, what happens when the Brewers go on a long winning streak?"
That's a heck of a game they win. It's a big win.
Let's go,
big
baby.
Victory.
Let's go.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. If you do have any bachelor party advice, if you've been on one, if you have any tricks, if you have any ideas to make sure it's the most successful as possible, I'll take them. Bradley Nordman, you were on a bachelor party. You will probably still be way more contained than I will.
Potentially true. So I did my bachelor party in Vegas at age 24.
Oh, wow.
With my
It's like a lifetime
groomsmen.
Ago.
A lifetime ago. It's 11 years ago. I'm 12 almost. So here's the things I think about. Now, this might
football music.
This might be surprising coming from me. Ben, don't be disciplined. Don't be disciplined. Enjoy it. Now, there's limits to that. So there's limits to that lack of discipline.
Yeah.
You know what? You're probably going to think, should I have that airport shot? Should I do this like crazy thing? You just go ahead and do it. But, and whatever it is, whatever it's the experience, like a golf course you go to, or if it's a casino or a nice dinner or whatever it is, this means something even more coming from me. The money comes and goes, but those memories last a lifetime. And here's the other thing.
Wow.
What's happening?
Dude,
he's cooking.
Because I still remember my bachelor party. I was in the NFL at the time, so I was able to be a little more looser
big
with
money,
the money.
Big money.
The money was coming in.
The money comes and goes, but the memories stay forever.
And like, and I tried
That's
to...
That's the most non-Brad Nordman sentence Brad
oh
Nordman's
my
ever
God.
Said.
I tried
you sound
to,
cool.
I tried to treat my boys. And that's why I like this whole like bachelor doesn't pay for anything. That's a surprise to me because I tried to like treat my guys with a couple of fun things. And, dude, it was so worth it. I lost money there. Me and the best man got there a night. Or we stayed too many nights in Vegas. Too many nights. We got there Wednesday, left Sunday. Way too long.
Whoa.
But, like, the
Excuse
fool,
me?
Yeah. It was way too long.
It was like 24. He has
to be.
Is that five nights? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or you left Sunday, so four nights, five
four
days?
Nights. Yeah. Way too long. Way too long. But I don't regret it at all. I don't regret it at all. Spent more money than I probably should have, enjoyed myself more than I probably should have, but the memories are ridiculous. And because of this, it makes the, here's the other thing people don't tell you. A great bachelor party makes the wedding better because this is like, there's probably some friends of yours that don't know one another, right? This is the opportunity for all of your groomsmen and maybe your family and things like that. They don't know one another. So this is the time where memories are made. And so when the wedding happens, they're going to see one another and be like, hey, it's my guy. Remember Arizona? Remember this and that? The best bachelor parties I've been on made for some of the best weddings because you're laying the groundwork for a fun night amongst your boys. And this is the final thing. You might not ever get these same guys in the room at one time together. Your whole life. Your whole life. So just be present, slow down, enjoy it. And yeah, that's what I got.
Whoa, don't be disciplined and slow down and enjoy it?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Don't budget.
That's an oxymoron.
Don't budget.
Yeah, go for it, Kyle.
All right now.
That's the takeaway.
Don't All right, now. Budget. Forget about
Maybe I need to invite
about
Brad
the daughter.
To my bachelor.
Forget about your daughter you have to pay for when you get back.
Yeah, that was 24-year-old Brad.
Takeaway for her 529 plan.
Oh man, I could. Should I put it all on red or black?
Ooh,
red.
It's either gonna be private school or you're on your own.
Work study.
You're gonna have a good time, Ben.
I like Brad's list.
You are so just exhausted. This kid.
What's wrong with you?
He needs a nap.
He just stretched and yawned while he said, "Oh yeah, that sounds like fun."
I'm telling you, Ben. When you get off that plane, take a nap.
get all the energy you can so you can have a good bachelor party. Because right now you're a 2, and I need you to be a 10.
Mm. Yeah,
you are. I'm telling you,
nice, Kyle.
This is a big. This is a big deal.
You're taking Strophe scale.
No,
and using it on me.
This are is we in wacky land right now?
No, Brad's saying spend money. Don't be disciplined.
Kyle's quoting me. The hell's happening?
I don't know. I'm this. This is La La Land.
I just want you to understand, as somebody who was just at a bachelor party, 2 weeks ago, is like, this is it. This is it for you, man. Like, there is no more fun and games where you get to be selfish and do anything that you want. Because when you get back, you are about 2 months away from saying, I do. And when I say I do to a very special woman. But that special woman now controls you. Controls you. So, enjoy your freedom while you have it.
Whoa.
It's a countdown to the beautiful matrimony you're going to have, but also... She got you.
Kyle, I thought you run this mug.
I run the mug now, but when I get married, I mean, what are we going to do? My daddy said it's cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep. The government going to take 17% of your check if you don't keep her. So you make the decision. You make
have
the decision.
Have you said it's cheaper to keep you to her face?
I'm sure. I'm a little wild. I mean, I'm never getting rid of her. But this is about you. So I'm just saying, enjoy it.
Oh, man.
Wow. How about that? So go have a great bachelor party, Ben. On that note, go have a great bachelor party.
Yeah, let's go to Stevie in Milwaukee. Stevie, you're on the Carbless Talking Text Line.
What's up, guys? Benny, congrats. I'm excited for you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so my idea is... I kind of disagree with Brad on the, like, go out of control, like, you know, or whatever, like, don't have any, like, limits or whatever. But my idea for you is that I would hire Brad and pay him to be sort of a, you know, a damage control, like, to make sure that things don't get too out of control, because he's got, like, the perfect temperament to make sure that things are safe, which I'm sure your fiance will appreciate.
He ain't gonna
but
be there.
But then also, as he, he's not. Okay, that's my mistake. But maybe he could lay out an outline for you, a plan to make sure things are safe. Because hey, what a perfect balance Brad is in life, right?
Oh, so I would hire him. He knows a thing or two.
A perfect balance of life.
Yeah, that we're talking. A lot of wisdom right there.
People think so highly of Brad, myself included.
Yeah, everyone.
I would be happy to be your guide, Ben.
He didn't want to go to your bachelor party.
I never thought we'd see the day that Ben Brust is going on a bachelor party for him.
Why not?
Whoa.
I think it's still the upset of the century. You're getting married.
Wow.
All of my teammates in college thought I was going to be the first to get married.
Well, no. I guess I don't mean it from a perspective of it's not surprising you have somebody you love. That's not the part I'm saying. The part that you are grown up enough now to the point where you're no longer peeing in Gatorade bottles. You're no longer spending obscene hours on Call of Duty until 4 a.m. and waking up late for work the next day. You have a child. You have a lovely fiance who spent 30 minutes with us yesterday. If you missed it, find it. KBN, wherever you get your podcast, ESPN Wisconsin app. And now you're going on a bachelor party and actually talking about like being semi-responsible. It's very strange. I don't know if I like it.
We've seen you grow up on air. How about that?
Right in front of your eyes.
Just like that.
And in your ears. And on your eyes on YouTube.
Crazy.
Am I the resident irresponsible idiot now?
Yeah. Certainly.
I mean, you have been. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I thought like you could take a little bit of the heat off of me. I feel like we're losing that outside of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? The other, I have to do math now, a lot of segments we do throughout the weeks, 59 segments we do a week.
59?
We do 60 total, right?
Yeah.
12 times 5 is 60?
Yep. Got it.
Wow.
I will say,
wow,
it changes as you grow older, right? Because like if I was getting married now, let's say Alexa and I've been dating for this long, I'm getting married now. I don't even know what my bachelor party would look like right now. It would be so tame. Like, guys, let's just
you would have went
get
to
a
Vegas.
Cabin. I don't know.
Had you gone to Vegas, you would have took a nap one day.
I would have.
Because it's too much.
Two nights. I would have said, boys, now you're for sure on your own, payment wise, and we're gonna go to Old Vegas to gamble for the $5 thing, not $25.
MK in the desert chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. Congratulations on the upcoming Nupticles?
Nuptials? Nuptials?
Nuptials? Brust, I've had two. Been to several others. Pace yourself. Hydrate. Maintain the intake of food. Mother Nature is your friend. And cut loose and enjoy.
So you get you
those
have
are
a bachelor,
reasonable.
You get a bachelor party. So after you get married the first time, you try it again with the bachelor party.
I knew a bunch of guys that did second bachelor parties.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Like once they were all married, they each of them, there's five guys, they started doing a second bachelor party.
While they were married?
Yeah.
That doesn't
But they're
make
not
sense.
Bachelors anymore.
Yeah, they're not.
It's a guy's weekend.
It was exactly a reason to get to a guy's weekend.
Interesting.
I don't like that.
Why don't you like that? You don't get any other guy. Brad just said this might be the last time you get together with everybody.
Well, that wasn't the last time. He did it while he was married again. So that's the whole point. It's like the last big hurrah.
It does take away from the bachelor party itself a little bit. If you just keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Mary chimes in on YouTube. Her net worth is $6.5 million. Whose net worth?
Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel.
Oh,
that can't be.
Wait.
She must be spending through that money.
What'd you think they were talking about?
I was wondering if my fiance had something I didn't know about.
Why would a random YouTube commenter know your wife's, to-be wife's net worth?
Well, Google lied forever. It used to have my net worth 1 to 5 million.
It's 1 to 2 now, I think, which is...
shrinking.
What
still is it accurate though? Is it closer to accurate?
I mean, it's closer, but it's not close.
Wait a minute, you have a net worth of $1 million, huh?
No. This is what Google says. Trust me, I would know if I did. I'd be very happy. Be very, very happy.
What is your net worth, Brad?
Oh, no,
not
it's
you,
gone.
But in general.
What?
What adds up into somebody's net worth?
Liquid assets. So things you could point to on a screen and bank accounts and investment accounts and add those all up. Equity of your home.
Oh.
What about like a car?
Yeah, a car would.
That's a depreciating asset.
Yeah, it goes down.
So are you telling me the only thing I own is a depreciating asset?
Yes.
Yeah, you are Ford Focus? Underwater.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Deep underwater.
Student loans, baby.
How long do you have to pay those off for?
Until they're gone?
That's correct.
I understand that. Based off the payment schedule, how long?
I don't know. Me and Brad, I have to sit down. We'll figure that one out.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, we'll hammer it out.
Dude, your loans can't be... Oh, that's right. You took out some private loans, too. Ooh, poor guy. Poor guy.
We're going to get you right, Struff.
I don't know about that.
Hear Brad out. You either love it or hate it. And you said...
Get on YouTube for it. You're going to want to see a couple things.
Visual here. Aids for Hear Brad Out. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
We were going to extend more invites, but I just jumped the gun for some reason at the meeting because I thought I was being like funny and personable, and I just don't know how to read the room. I was like, oh, this guy who doesn't know me is going to think it's hilarious that I'm with Josh, and I'm saying, hey, Josh, you didn't get the first round invite. Suck it.
How in what world would that person find that funny, though?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Just let me cry. We've heard that Brad Nortman wants you to go to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It's Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin because there are some visual aids for Hear Brad Out. Now, for the listening audience, will they be able to follow as well, Bradley?
Oh, they'll be able to follow. My argument stays the same. It's just a little visual evidence to help drive it home. But audio audience, you're going to love it too.
All right. Either you love it or you hate it. 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. It's Hear Brad Out.
They say punters are people too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. That was even a very sad all right, guys.
For
Ben
real.
Is just literally on a 1 out of 10 right
Going
now.
Going through the motions.
Man, unbelievable. I'm
sick
sure
of it. Pick it up.
Pick it up. All right, guys. You know what this state needs, the state of Wisconsin? It needs a little bit more togetherness, a little more harmony, a little bit more continuity and uniformity. You know what one way I think we're going to be able to get that is if each pro sports team, the Brewers, the Bucks, the Packers, that they have the same color scheme. That's right. I want all three professional sports to share the same color scheme because I love the Pittsburgh vibe of it. We're going to do our KBN trip to Pittsburgh. You've got the Penguins, you've got the Pirates, and the Steelers. They're all black and yellow, and it is awesome. When you go to the city, everything's black and yellow. It's part of the fabric of the city. I want a color scheme to be part of a fabric of the state of Wisconsin and our professional sports teams. The Brewers, the Bucks, the Packers, all the same color scheme. You ready for what that color scheme is going to be? And Strofe is going to throw them on the stream, the logos of them. Navy blue and yellow. Navy blue and yellow. That is what's going to be the new color scheme of all Wisconsin sports. And here's why. The Brewers speaks for itself. The ball and glove, the jerseys, they're already navy blue and yellow. So we keep them exactly the same. Let's go to the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers, from 1919 when they started till the 60s, they were consistently navy blue and yellow, but they did a little bit of green here and there, and you see that in the throwback jerseys, right? Mm-hmm. They go the navy blue and yellow, so there's a little bit of that rooted in their history. How about the Milwaukee Bucks? Well, the Milwaukee Bucks have had the following color schemes. They've had red and green, purple and silver, back to red and green, now green and cream and blue. I mean, they have no main identity when it comes to color schemes, so we're going to push navy blue and yellow onto the Milwaukee Bucks. And a shout-out to Jack Pingle, I found these online, of Giannis, of what could look like Milwaukee Bucks uniforms in navy blue and yellow. So that's what it's going to look like. And not only that, it goes deeper than that, boys. The state of Wisconsin, we got Lake Michigan, Lake Superior. We've got the lakes. Blue is part of a fabric of our state, and yellow. Yellow represents land, crops, the farming community of Wisconsin. The city flag of Milwaukee is navy blue and yellow, and the Wisconsin state flag is blue and yellow, but we could make it navy blue for this. So that is what I'm proposing, a common, full, harmonious color scheme for all the state of Wisconsin. That includes the Packers, the Brewers, and the Bucks, all navy blue and yellow. Get rid of the green and gold. Get rid of the cream and green. You can do those as throwbacks someday. I want navy blue and yellow for the whole state of Wisconsin, and that is our new image.
Throw it back up there for me on the stream. I want to see it.
I will say the Packer one was made with AI. Thank you, AI. And the Bucks logo, the jersey itself, I just pulled offline of what it could look like. So you throw that with the Brewers in there. You know what? Now we're talking. We got navy blue and yellow. Here's the other thing about navy blue and yellow. Very few teams have that color scheme. I can only think of all the three sports I just looked at. The only two teams that are navy blue and yellow, the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets, are kind of. All the rest of them, no navy blue and yellow. I think it looks clean. It looks crisp. It looks like the state of Wisconsin.
All right, we heard you, Kyle. You see it now?
Yeah, I see it. I see it. I see it. And you know what, Bradley? When you first brought it up, I hated it. But now that I have proof of concept and actually see it, I don't want them to change what the primary color is, because you're right. This looks very Denver Nuggets-ish. But I like an alternative jersey.
This is main colors, Kyle.
If main colors is trash.
I want this to be their logo.
All right, well.
The green and gold. The G is going to be navy, blue, and yellow.
It sucks.
What's ever going to do with all of their green and gold gear that they've acquired over the last 20 to 30 years?
It's throwback now. Green and gold is now throwback. Green and cream, throwback. That was a different era. Think about when we wear the purple and silver from the 90s of the Bucks. People are like, oh, I remember those days. The purple, I think of Ray Allen. I think of Glenn Robinson.
I have a question.
Yes, Strophy.
When did you think of this?
About a week ago. I've been stewing on it.
A week. This is the labors of a week.
Yes.
Well, as Kyle said when he brought it up, I hated it. After seeing proof of concept, I hate it more.
Dang.
No, throw it back on the YouTube stream. You're telling me that you don't
think...
I don't know
if I want to subject our viewers to this.
You don't think... I think they look so clean.
It's a great alternate.
You're making the Packers look like they're Michigan.
Yeah, that's true. That's very
true. And you're wearing a number 12 jersey. Who wore number 12 and went to Michigan, Brad?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, maybe the Packers need a little bit more Tom Brady in them.
I like the concept of the one for all type Wisconsin, and having, which should probably be red and white, but a one for all Wisconsin having those colors, and they all have it. They wear it once during the season or something like that, but not for the entire year. No,
but it's all about branding, Kyle.
No,
the reason it works
no.
in Pittsburgh is because that is the
time
fabric
the fans,
of their,
809
of their city.
0-37-76. Kevin Sheboygan. Nope. Cut his mic, shut it down, kill the segment. Brad is the smartest guy in the show, but he needs to be put on timeout for this nonsense. Chip and Cedarburg, worst Hear Brad out ever, no question.
Oh, wow.
Getting cooked here, Brad.
Chef Ed, give me a break, Brad. You need to be colorblind. I bleed green and gold. Stupid idea.
What if?
Jamie/Jaime in Orlando. Dumb.
Dang, what if? Bro, they all hate it.
What if?
YouTube's the same.
The color scheme for everybody was green and gold.
No.
We're talking about then?
No.
Because then you
no.
got the green of the Bucks. Talking about just now a Brewer logo now going to green and gold.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Green and gold in the Bucks
would have been the better route to go.
Yeah,
would have
been.
Sure.
But the history of the Packers is rooted. Those are the original jerseys.
Can I ask you a question?
In yellow.
What color is Lambeau Field? Just out of curiosity.
They paint it.
What color is it though?
It's green.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the turf or the building?
I'm talking about the building itself.
You paint that.
Yeah, that sounds like an easy job.
Yeah, they got the money for that. It's not going to an owner. You just paint it.
People are starting to chime in. Ron in the key, Pacers, Jaron Sun Prairie. Looks like the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. Not really.
So now we're the Michigan Wolverines and the Indiana Pacers.
Hey, two teams I don't like.
The Wolverines just won a national championship a couple of years ago. Pacers are in the finals.
Carter says green and gold would be, for everyone, would be a better look. So you missed the mark here by going with that.
About the idea itself, though. What if it was green and gold? What if I came to you guys and said, okay, it's green and gold?
No, I
would
don't
you guys
like
accept
it.
That?
I don't like that. I like the individuality.
Green and gold for the Brewers and the Bucks?
The Bucks have done a great job rebranding their logo over the last decade.
I like having different color schemes in my closet, right? Yeah. I've got my red for the Wisconsin Badgers. I've got my blue and gold for the Brewers. I've got my green and cream for the Bucks. I've got my green and gold for the Packers. Ben, stop yawning. I like having different color schemes.
I'm with Strofe.
That was between us.
You're on video.
Oh, let them call me out.
At least drink some water when you're about to yawn like I do.
I just can't believe that nobody's
down. Yeah, you
down.
Thought this was a good idea.
Is anybody?
No,
is
no.
Anybody,
legitimately,
talking
there's,
text line.
There's nobody.
Somebody must
look
say,
at YouTube. Look at YouTube. YouTube is giving you...
Sometimes I curate a lot of these responses and I spin them to be my way.
No.
I don't have to do any of that right now. You have zero dubs out there.
Zero?
Come Strofe, on, KBN have you found Nation. A dub out there? Zero dubs for Brad Norman.
Look at YouTube.
I see YouTube. What's up, YouTube? Yeah. You're telling me that you didn't like the Aaron Rodgers and the navy and yellow?
I told you what.
Giannis
and
navy
I gave
and
you the olive branch of doing an alternative, like an alternate jersey where we had the Wisconsin Pride jersey. But nope. You wanted to do something else. Because then you have multiple sports going on at the same time. Because if the Brewers make the playoffs, September,
that would be great.
October, 4.
That'd be great. You could wear a Packer shirt to a Brewers game and nobody would know the difference. Think about that.
Other than like
that,
the same
now
Brewers,
that would so. Simplify your life a little.
Brad
bit.
Has lost his mind. This is a terrible idea. So disappointing from Brad. Brent from Buck and Honey's.
Oh, Brent.
The only way to redeem this is to tell people how they can win money after their unhappiness of Brad Nortman. And that's the Blockbuster Drawings at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, June 27th, Unchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, Boundless Bounty Roll, and drawings worth $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share. June 27th, only at Pottawatomie. Lexi Nortman. I like it. I love Lexi.
I love Lexi.
And then Brad with the hard eyes.
You guys are.
She had to defend her man. My lady. She don't like it. She don't like it either. She just had to come to your defense because everybody hates it.
That's a good woman right there.
That is
a good woman right
there. A good
John
woman who
Walker
lies.
Says fire Goody. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
What are you going to do with the video?
It was going to be on Snapchat if I got the pick right.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
And we've added about 10 more texts to the Carbless Talking text line that still all hate it.
He's alive!
Brad's here, Brad out. He wanted to propose that, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Penguins and the Pirates all having the same color scheme, that we adopt that here in Wisconsin and make it all navy and yellow.
Yes. You know, most great ideas are initially met with resistance. And this is just one of them.
This isn't resistance. This is, like, a full outlet. Like resistance is like
a mutiny.
Yeah, this is a takeover.
Oh, this is a this is a rejection. You know when you have an election and you get like a landslide. This is a landslide. You are Michael Dukakis and Ronald Reagan is the dang. And
oh for wow! Those what a pull.
Yeah. You are Dukakis and Reagan is everybody keeping it. Dukakis only won one state.
At least it's not unanimous. I have one, only one. My dear Lexi.
First lady. That's the only one that matters.
Zach chimes in. AJ from Baltimore's little brother.
Oh.
Oh, wow. What does he do for his career? AJ, what's up, man? What do you do for a job?
Zach from Chevagas. Oh, Sheboygan.
Wow. Okay.
If they change the colors, I'm not going to be a Packer fan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's all stance? It takes?
That's a stance. That's... Yeah, Brad, this is too controversial. No,
you should embrace. Embrace the history.
No. Too divisive. This sucks. This idea sucks.
Let's Lasagna like in it. Milwaukee adds this, Kyle. How did this segment survive your team meeting a week ago?
Your Brad Out's a survivor, baby.
It is a survivor.
For next level, 4D thinking ideas like this.
What was it last week? Refresh my memory.
A quick trip roundup.
Oh, we liked that one. Did we contact Quick Trip about that one? Because Wisconsin
Athletics.
They
didn't respond. Slow down. We'll have more information soon.
Quick I'll take Brad's time.
We are Wisconsin. Oh. Wait, who was that? As an art teacher, some unity across the board is a good thing.
See, that's a pro right there. That's
I got you,
pro.
Brad. Jeremiah, the official bullfrog of KBN Nation.
I have a question.
Ouch. Yes.
I understand how one becomes an English teacher or a history teacher or a math teacher. How do you become an art teacher?
You go to school.
Study art history and theory. Yeah.
And then you get a job as an art teacher.
Because there's many times of styles of art, right?
But is there
pointillism?
This might be a dumb question. Kyle, you might have the answer, though. Is there a curriculum for art? Because there's a curriculum for, like, fourth grade history.
Yeah, there's a curriculum for art, for sure.
Like, you must know how to glue macaroni?
No, there's probably they probably teach you the fundamentals of using your different colors and shading inside of the line, and then on top of that, it advances to the level of what you're doing. So yeah, eventually gluing macaroni, and then you probably get up into middle school like third grade, you're starting to use stick. What are those like popsicle sticks to put stuff together?
Okay, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm genuinely curious.
One thing I don't understand is abstract art.
I don't get it. I don't know
when they like throw. You know, colors on a canvas or a sculpture that's just very, very strange. I don't understand that. If you draw a picture or make a statue and it's lifelike, then unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So you think Picasso's art is trash?
I think it's strange.
It's probably a good word for it.
I'm just looking up all these different artists that you're naming and how they do things.
Did you know who Picasso was?
Before? I knew who Picasso was. I don't... Couldn't name a painting.
If there was a guy on the streets of Milwaukee who was selling a picture that was done by Picasso, but he said, I did this, I drew this picture, it'd probably go for $20.
$1?
Yeah. I mean, nothing crazy. That's all I'm saying.
Josh in Kenosha, 800-990-3776. Strophe, do your job. Josh, you're on the Carbless Talking text line.
Hey, guys, one quick question. Who's got more L's, Ben on Tuesdays or Brad on Wednesdays?
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
I probably have more L's, but Brad is
on... I don't know about that, buddy.
Brad is on a bad streak.
Yeah, we got a lot of losing segments here. Strohs Wheel of Strohs sucks. Here Brad Out sucks. Ben sucks. We got a lot of L's here.
Wow, you said Ben sucks, Ben sucks at Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss?
I stand by what I said.
Damn.
I mean, he has had an awful day. We can all agree on that.
He was hungry.
Yeah, but when you guys have awful days, I build you guys up.
I try to build you up.
No, you don't.
That's very
true. Attack. You go guard. You go junkyard dog.
No. Don't ask us to name a time. How about I flip that back on you? Name one time you've built this up and we're having bad days. Name one time. Go.
The rest of the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We tried to build you. We tried hard to build you up, get you hyped up. We did. What are you looking up in the sky for? We did. Brad tried. He gave you a nice little speech.
I was thinking about when I built you guys up.
You don't do that.
No, you don't. You usually do. Brad,
you enjoy like kicking people being criticized. Down, yeah. That's like you enjoy it. So there's probably part of you that, and you don't even like even getting compliments. When I compliment you, you're like, be meaner. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I want to know how I want to know the real.
But why can't the that real be real? Thoughts. Can't the positive be real?
No.
You don't think someone's brain can be tilted toward positivity?
I don't think so.
Have you met me?
Yeah, but there's some fraudulent nature to all your positivity.
No.
Wow. Calling into question what's the fabric of our brain.
I think Strofe is authentically positive.
I think he's authentically a fraud.
He has his moments, and when he has his moments, you got to punch him down.
I think I'm just a positive fella.
How many negative thoughts do you have per day, Strofe?
Oh, that is a great question. Not very many, but more than one. More than one,
less than 10?
Definitely less than 10, maybe less than 5.
And the thought is pretty fleeting. So you're talking about like minutes.
The thought in general
he has ADHD.
Fleeting?
He doesn't remember any of his thoughts throughout the day.
That's why he said the thought is fleeting.
Like when I say how many negative thoughts you had, a thought kind of enters and exits your brain. Might be in there for 30 seconds. Mm. So if he says less than 10, if it's a 30-second thought, you're talking about less than 5.
Thinking.
Well, brain is the answer there. Your brain. The brain.
I know, but like, how? Well, how does the brain inside my head? How did we get out? How did we get here?
It's just a mash.
Well, here's the thing.
Where we're like, so, there's something inside us. All of it's working. Dude,
the birds body, and the bees.
The human body is incredibly
Your sized. Brain is an organ, I believe.
Trust me.
And it's an organ that doesn't stop. Organs don't stop working. So
I
even
get
when
all
you're
that.
Sleeping, humans by nature are creative individuals. So we're always thinking and ideating.
But the idea of a brain that can take in input, it can digest it, and you spit back out your own thoughts and your own expressions via words or sense or
verbal
interpretations.
Communication, yes.
You can do that like this.
That's what the brain is developed for.
It's wild.
It's
also
beautiful.
Like, I'm moving my arm.
Yeah, your brain tells you
how
to do
am
that.
I moving my arm?
Motor skills.
You know what I mean?
There's a
message that gets
you
said,
guys
right?
ever do the thing where you stood in a door frame and you push
yes.
your arms out and
yes.
you leave the door frame and your arms go up? Have yeah. you never done this before?
No.
Okay.
Open up
that door.
Right now.
And kick it open. Yep. And get it to stay. Put like something in front of it to get it to stay. Okay? So KBN Nation, if you're not driving. So Ben, go in between the door frame, palms toward your legs, and using your
don't
shoulders.
Don't go there. I want to see it on video. Bring them into the studio.
But how is
no
he supposed
door.
To go in the studio?
Well, use it on the wall. You can do it on the wall.
Wait, what?
Here. I'm gonna hold Ben's arms.
Okay.
How about that?
This
to me it's Kyle and Strofer narrating.
Well, the,
okay,
well
what's
the,
happening?
Well, this
this
seems
is bad.
This we need this Ben back. Serious. We need Ben back.
Hold on.
Ben doesn't have his mic on.
Okay,
turn
so
your mic
pushing,
on, Ben.
They're pushing
it's
arms.
On.
Oh, it is on?
Yeah. So Brad is holding Ben's arms. I don't think you did it long enough.
Yeah.
I don't think you did it long enough.
You just frisked them.
Yeah, all that happened
wait
was
a minute.
Frisking.
It did. How long do you have to hold it for?
It's like 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. Okay, put 30 seconds on the clock.
Oh, wow. This is what we're doing, huh? Okay, so now he's holding his arms again. This is fun. Instead of talking Packers, we're doing science class. This is something we love. Go to YouTube. Go to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube or ESPN Madison on YouTube to see him grab Brad grab Ben on his arms. This is weird. I don't even feel comfortable in this work environment.
We've got now 15 more seconds.
Wow, this is so long. This is the longest 30 seconds of my life.
Ah!
This is something I really don't like.
Okay. All right. Five.
Okay.
Four,
two.
Three. Two. One.
It didn't work.
That was a big waste of time.
This
okay,
was,
it didn't work.
Okay.
How did that not work?
Maybe you can't do it with humans.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what
you
you're talking about.
You just felt up your team, man.
I don't know why you shouldn't just do it against the
wrist.
Wall, though.
Huh?
AJ in Baltimore, you're here to build us up. You're up on the Carver's Talking Tech Line.
AJ in Baltimore. I sound like I'm from Baltimore, right, AJ?
Baltimore. Yeah, so I got a couple examples of Ben building up the team that you might have forgotten about. Namely, when he told you guys that he wasn't going to place the bets at Pato. And everybody felt all discouraged. And then he was like, oh, gotcha, suckers. And he was like, he placed the bet,
so
built you guys
on.
Up.
Hold on. Your first example of this is an example of how Ben purposefully broke these guys down in order to build them up. So I don't think that should count.
You can't be the hero unless you're a villain. All right, I got another one.
Profound.
How about when Homer shamed him? When Homer shamed him into inviting you guys to the wedding, he pulled Jesse's invite to give it to Strofe, or vice versa. So he's building you guys up to stay included. Mm. I mean, it was only a little shaming coming from Homer. Actually, and finally, okay, he invited you guys out to his free bachelor party drink.
So everything that AJ is saying is false, is what I'm hearing.
It's not a lot. I was hoping he had some more truth behind all of this.
Yeah, that's rough, brother. I don't want to shoot you down for your bachelor party, but, you know, AJ tried to help you, and he didn't do anything but expose you even more.
Well, why you don't have to shoot me now. Here's how I bring you guys. Actually, I don't bring you guys up.
I would.
It's BOGO.
Oh yeah,
it's BOGO. I bring you guys up with BOGO. Buy one, get one.
Where is it at?
It's better. Buy two, get one free on Screamin' Sicilian at your local Piggly Wiggly's. Buy two, get one free.
That's not better.
Get him some help.
This man is not ready for a bachelor party.
Get him some.
He's not empty. His dial's not empty.
What's better than buy one, get one free? Buy double as much and get one free.
It's still a great deal.
Yeah, get it.
It's still. I got that yesterday, actually.
I'm still going.
I thought
to the
I was giving you guys two free pizzas.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh man, taste what all the screaming's about.
We love Palermo's.
Whoo!
You gonna be okay?
I don't know. After that,
what are you gonna do? Like, you still have to pack.
I know.
And you gotta drive. I legitimately cannot believe that.
And then he has to drive like an hour, 15 minutes south. At some point,
you know
tonight?
How high my anxiety would be if I was leaving somewhere tonight and I wasn't packed.
Did you get the audio?
I don't.
What are you laughing at?
Just you were so
I
proud
was
of
so
yourself.
So excited when to tell you guys.
When did
I
you
got
realize,
one for you guys?
When did you realize when you were reading that you were telling us a lot?
I didn't until you guys reacted. Wow. Until you guys started laughing.
Me and Brad made eye contact.
Huh?
And we're both like, wait a minute.
I tried to help. I wanted him to power through. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Trying to build you up.
You are a real one.
Yeah.
I'm a real one.
We're going to keep going, buddy.
All right. More next.
Maybe.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know.
Kyle. Listen, Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Great home furnishing solutions for every stage of your life. You could be starting out looking to furnish a dorm room or a first apartment. You also could be going to your first home and living with young children like myself looking to expand that first home. IKEA has next tier of quality, style, and price point to reflect that next stage in your life. How about a remodel? Need some uplifting and some updating and some remodeling? They have that for you. They also have the IKEA family membership, free to join, early access to special sales, 90-day price protection, access to buy back and resell, new coffee or tea in the restaurant, and new signups get $20 your next in-store purchase of $150 or more. You choose to receive those promotional emails. A QR code is sent within 48 hours of signup. Join IKEA today.
Oh, yeah.
It's BOGO. I bring you guys up with BOGO. Buy one, get one.
Where is it at?
It's better. Buy two, get one free on Screamin' Sicilian at your local Piggly Wiggly's. Buy two, get one free.
That's not better.
I think on the second time through,
you
it started
hear
to
me?
Register.
Yeah, I was like, buy two, get one. Oh.
I'll fake it till we make it, buddy. I'm with you.
Can I submit one thing that's also mind-blowing?
What would that be?
I was just looking at the weather outside, and it's hazy out there, yes, because of the rain, But it's hazy
and
foggy. We have
bad smoke right now. We have
there's an air quality effect because of wildfires in Canada.
Yep.
How can wildfires in Canada?
Doesn't this happen every year?
It's crazy. It has recently.
Global warming.
That is hundreds, if not a thousand miles away.
Milwaukee has the worst air quality in the United States right now.
Because of Canadian fires. That's so far away. And we're being affected by it. It's crazy.
This is what happened with wind, you know?
Another thing that's crazy, wind.
Did you guys read the story of the message in a bottle that was dropped in Hawaii 7 years ago and somebody picked it up in Florida?
No. Kyle Rustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin, please share more.
That's the story. There's a message in a bottle dropped in Hawaii in 2017, and a small child found the message in a bottle in southern Florida like last week.
Yeah, what's the message in the bottle? Do you know what it said?
Wait, that's not the part that matters, guys.
The fact that a bottle made it all the way from the Pacific to the Gulf of America, Mexico, whatever the hell they call it now, it made it all the way there for a kid to get to it.
Think about the journey that that bottle was on.
But scientists are like, yeah, that's not possible, but somehow it happened.
Why is it not possible?
How is that not possible?
That's what scientists say. I don't know.
I guess it would not be possible because was the bottle closed?
Well, yeah.
No, it's open, Ben. What do you mean?
Had a message in it.
Ben is so far gone. It's hard to...
Was it closed? No, it was wide open, so it sunk.
Uncapped.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where I was going.
How do you think they read the note?
My point...
Was it corked?
No. What was your point?
My point was, I was asking if it was closed, because yes, if it was not closed and it made its way all the way around and it didn't sink, I would have been like,
but then it wouldn't be a message in a bottle then.
I gather that a little later.
I see that now.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I'm looking at a picture of it. It's like a little like vial. Like a 2 ounce vial. I imagined a bottle that was like the size of my water bottle here. It's a tiny little.
And it just had a phone number written in it. And these people that live in Hawaii picked up the phone and they were like, oh, we did that when we were 12. We're 19 now.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I have the message. If I can try to read it.
You're a better producer than Strofe, huh?
Okay, here it is. Here's the message. Hello, people who found this. You will be happy that you found this. Why? Because you will know me with this number.
Oh.
And the phone number was written down. Not a very profound message.
He was 12.
They were children.
What do you think they're going to do?
I mean, they should be friends now. I think they're working on it.
They got to make something out of this. They FaceTimed and everything.
It's awesome.
Also crazy. An 11-year-old Michigan girl found this with her family in Florida. It was an 11-year-old...
Uh-oh, it's not as crazy as he thought.
I thought it was an 11-year-old that did the... No, it was an 11-year-old at the time. No, I don't know.
If we're talking crazy stuff, you know how it's cloudy out now. If you were down in Louisiana, you know how the smoke we have here from Canada?
Yeah.
Imagine they have dust from the Sahara in Africa.
No, they don't.
A plume of Saharan dust and smoke creates hazy skies over the U.S. And they're meeting down in the south in like Louisiana.
How is that possible?
Tyler chimes in. Here's one. Weather. There's a dust storm from the Sahara that's going to hit Florida this week.
And I'm telling you, they're all going to meet.
Global warming.
Is the segment called That's Crazy?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
We're being attacked by Canada and Africa. Ring the alarm.
Jim, Matt, and Molly are up next in Madison. Corey and Wally in Beaver Dam.
For some reason, they're letting us continue.
Kyle, Brustin, Ortman on 94.5.
Are we talking Packers
ESPN
next?
Yeah.
Are we talking fun summer?
No. Packers. Yeah. You want to keep your boy Keyshawn?
We could talk about Keyshawn. We could talk about the D-line actually turning around. There's so many good things to talk about because KBN's the show that never ends.
All right. Don't go anywhere. 2 minutes.
The show that never ends.